Brain Freeze by Tom Fletcher.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Nan and Grandad, thanks for always having choc ices in the freezer. Chapter 1. The End. The End. I know that's not how stories usually start, but this is my story about time travel. And the thing about time travel is that not everything happens in the right order. The end can be at the beginning. The middle can be at the end. And the beginning, well, sometimes that just happens randomly in the second paragraph. Izzy, close your mouth when you're eating! Mum nagged at me from across the dinner table as a lump of tasteless broccoli slopped out of my mouth. Yuck! I winced. It tastes like tree poop. I know you don't like it, Izz, but if you want ice cream for pudding, then you have to eat your greens, Dad said in his best negotiating voice. The thing is, I knew I would get ice cream for pudding whether I ate my greens or not. It was non-negotiable. You see, it was like this. Once a day, no matter what, I ate ice cream. I'm not talking about that fancy-pants Italian gelato stuff that everyone bangs on about, and not that non-dairy, sugar-free, zero-calorie slush either. I'm talking about good, old-fashioned, swirly vanilla ice cream in a